Parshas Shemos, it says that the Melech Mitzrayim called them the Yaldos, called them over, and one of them was named Shifra, the other one was named Puah, and Rashi says Shifra was the second name of Yocheved, Moshe's mother. She was called Shifra because she did things for the betterment of the children, the toddlers, the infants in her care. Puah was named for Miriam, Moshe's sister, Puah, because she made those sounds, comforting sounds to the crying baby. And again, Rabbi Yochanan Lubavitch says that the Torah calls, when the Torah calls someone by a name, it's because the name represents the essence of the person. So Yocheved and Miriam were called these names to show that these were the essence of who they were. The Torah prides them for being this way and who they were, that they helped these little babies, both physically and emotionally. And that was an integral part of their essence and their being and who they really were. And Rabbi Rucham said that we need to always talk about this yesod, that in creation there's nothing that is in itself small or great. Everything depends on the person himself who is doing it. A great person will do great acts even in his minor behaviors. And a small person will take big matters and make it into very small things. Similar to money, right? Money could be poison. It could be the most negative thing in the world. But on the other hand, if you use money and use it as a vehicle to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with it, to use it for goodness, similar to way when Turnus Rufus, the Russia, asked Rabbi Akiva, if Hashem loves the poor, why doesn't he support them? And Rabbi Akiva plied, in order to save, we should be saved from Gehenna. In other words, we see that money, when given with tzedakah, and to give for chesed, for kindness, that very money, which people say is the source of all evil, could be the source of all bracha in the world. It's great lives, people's lives are full of greatness. And everything in what they do is great and elevated. So this seemingly minor thing, it seems, Puah, she said these comforting baby sounds to a baby, seems so superficial. Someone that's on a high intellectual level will look at this and say, oh, this is baby stuff, literally. No pun intended. But no, the Torah, the Hilgas Torah, plays special significance to Yocheved and Miriam, in the fact that they were Shifra and Puah because of their compassion they had for babies. We're not making light of it, the Torah says. This is their life. This is life. And therefore, one needs to realize, not just over here, but to learn the Musa Haskell from this, that when you experience love and compassion from others, they are emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah of Chesed to you, and the more you act with Chesed to others, you're emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed to them. Every child that experiences warmth and love becomes a more loving person. It'll be easy for them to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It'll be easy for them to love their fellow man. You make a child feel good, you don't realize how the extent of that chesed could do for them. It has brought down stories. Pliskin says in Growth Through Torah, Chazai Nish used to bend over and put his nephews on his back. Chaim Shmulevitz used to play hide and seek with his grandchildren. These are big Gedolei Yisrael beyond measure. This is not trivial to them. This is not frivolous. This is Avodas HaKodesh. They're emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is an important yesod to understand, that there is nothing too small if you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with it. And the making those sounds for the babies, comforting the babies, the Torah HaKadosh call them these names, priding themselves. This is who they are. And that's a tremendous lesson. Another lesson is, it says, Vayokam Moshe Vayoshion. It says, Moshe went and saved them. He saved the Benois Yisrael, and he saved Tzipora at that point. Was a complete stranger to him. Later, they married. And later we read in the Torah, she saved Moshe's life. Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah brings this down. We see from here that all chesed that a person does will eventually be repaid back to him. So whenever you're doing a favor for somebody else, you're benefiting yourself. Of course it's better to do chesed l'shma for the mitzvah, not thinking that you'll get personal gain back. But mitek shaloi l'shma b'l'shma. You know, if it's hard for you, at least realize it, that you will have, there will be a tayalas for it. There's nothing wrong with doing that if that's a stepping stone to get to the higher level. Because when you're kind to others, they'll be kinder to you. Can I impun them? I'll pun them. If not the right way, right away, then over time. brings down a stipler related this. When he was a young bacher in Europe, he wrote a letter to the author of a sefer called Imre Moshe. And he asked if he could buy this sefer at a cheaper price because he didn't have money. And the author of the sefer, Imre Moshe, sent a copy of the book for free. The stipler got it for free. Years later in Eretz Yisrael, after World War II, the students of this Imre Moshe wanted to reprint the book, and they couldn't find it. The only copy that they had was they knew that the stipler had. From this single copy, they reprinted the whole sefer. Which means that this chesed, that this Imre Moshe, that he gave the stipler his sefer for free, ended up in Eretz Yisrael. There was only sefer out there that they knew about. That's how they reprinted it, and it was nispashet. Eventually you'll find that back. And we'll be Messiah with the aside from the Chafetz Chaim. Hamokim Ashata Oimid Olav Admas Kodesh Hu. Hashem told Moshe, the place where you're standing is sacred. And it's a Musa Haskel, that whenever a person finds itself in a situation that has distractions or difficulties or challenges, and he's likely to say, when Hashem improves my situation, then I'll be able to study Torah. Only then I'll be able to do more mitzvahs, but not right now. Now I can only think of my problems. So in these situations, the Chafetz Chaim is saying that this Torah applies to you. No. Hamokem asha ata oimid olav admas kodeshu. The place in which you stand is holy. The exact situation you're in that you find yourself is sacred. Even if it's right now difficult. It's here where he wants you to serve him. So not that he's expecting beyond what is expected. He doesn't expect you under pressure to learn with the same way that you would if you wouldn't have that pressure. But what Hashem is saying, though, is what this matzav, you could serve me in this matzav equally and with the full dedication. And this is what it is. Hamokim ashata oimid olav. Admas Kodeshu. The place where you're standing now is Kulei Kodesh Kedoshim. Our goal in life is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That depends on how life unfolds. Many people have this imaginary picture of how they want life to be. They expect everything to be calm, smooth sailing. But and then when it's not exactly the way they want it to be, they're not living, you know, until I improve this and I improve that. But the proper Torah perspective is that, yeah, you could daven for a better situation. You could even do a shtadlis, the normal, healthy shtadlis, to make your situation better. But the bottom line is no matter how life is, our mission in life is to study Torah, do mitzvahs, and we get elevated by doing it as life brings us back. Chavetz Chaim, in Michtav Echos, Chavetz Chaim used to say that a fool could take gold and turn it into mud, but a wise person could take mud and turn it into gold. It's an amazing thing that we could utilize things in a healthy, beautiful way. Then when Moshe Rabbeinu was said, Shnach shlach nobi atishlach, send, basically he wanted someone else to do it, send someone else. And Moshe felt that way. And the Mefarshim say he knew he was in a higher level, and he didn't fool himself. He knew his milus, but he felt that because of his anova, that maybe he didn't fulfill his full potential. So you see, there are people that are bali gaiva. They're conceited because they have a great intellect, or they accomplished a lot, but they need to be aware that perhaps, yeah, they may have accomplished a lot, but they're far away from reaching the potential that Hashem gave them. And that would lessen their inflated feelings when they realize this. So therefore, it's important to understand this, that a person has to have anova, has to recognize his milus, but at the same time realizing, but am I fulfilling the full potential of what I could do in life? And another insight is, going to Bas Paroi, that it says that her arm stretched out, and then the nace happened and stretched out very long, and she was able to save Moshe. And this is a famous yisoid. Why did she stretch out her arm? She saw that it was beyond her reach. And the Kotzko Rebbe said, it's a limud to us. A person has to try everything he can do. even if it seems beyond your measure. And you'll see, you'll be surprised how Kadosh Baruch Hu fulfills that gap for you. So we do everything we can. The results are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. And very often, Hashem sometimes helps us beyond what we could ever imagine. And that's the Hayra of when she stretched out her hand, her arm. She has to stretch out her arm, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. But you have to try to help, even if it seems out of reach. You do what you can do, and you make that effort. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Hatzlacha. Rabbeinu Bechai, I want to end off with this. Rabbeinu Bechai says, Vini anar boicha. Pashup shat means Moshe was crying. Vini anar boicha, the Rabbeinu Bechai teaches, Aharon was watching this and he was crying over the tzara of his brother. And perhaps that is one of the things, his empathy, and later, Verach of Asamach Beliboy, that he felt his pain and he really felt joyous of him when he went up and he became a leader. That's why he was Zeicher Aharon to become the Kohen Gadol. Have a wonderful Shabbos.